first question is the four quarterbacks.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a surprise. It's unusual. Is it temporary? What was the thought process?
I think the most important thing is obviously we're still have some young players. And, you know, here's a chance to see another potential player who's has some characteristics that we like. I think it will be temporary. You know, I think we're taking a look-see at a guy. How it's going to all unfold, I don't know. We'll get to that here, I'm sure, by the end of the week.
We've talked about having an experienced quarterback and not having one.
Mm-hmm.
How unsettling is that at all that you don't have a guy who's won a game?
You know, it's interesting. I kind of had a little bit of that a year ago. So I don't think that's what's important. I've said that before. I think what's important is, you know, how we want to play on offense and in our system and getting to play. You know, it's a new year, so we're starting over a little bit. And Deshaun's our starter, and he hadn't played one regular season game. So we were going to have a quarterback that was going to have a 0-0 record. So hopefully we can earn some wins this year.
You say it was like last year. But you had RG3 and John. I mean, so
yeah, we had, but not guys that have played for me.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I meant by that. Guys that have played for me and won for me. I didn't have any guys that way. We did have some experience, per se. But we got two guys in the room that have played football for us, and Cody and Kevin. So we'll kind of go from there.
Dude, I know guys get to a certain age, and there aren't a lot of backup linemen at age 30. Mm-hmm. But when you cut a guy like Greco, and then there's also four quarterbacks, is kind of a tryout for a guy at least this week. Mm-hmm. You have three new receivers heading in. Cap space is going to get pushed to this year. Is this about winning, or is it this about developing this year?
No, honestly, this is always about winning. You know, I don't know any other way to do it. You know, I think our players see it that way too. I mean, we come out here every day and go in these meetings with one thing in mind: let's win. Let's find a way to win. So that's not going to change. And I understand where you're coming from and what it looks like, but I think every day, everything we do is built towards winning, and there's no other way you can do this.
Do you feel that the same way from the front office?
I do. I don't think that they have any other agenda. You know, I know, you know, sometimes when you look at transactions and all those things, but I think there's a plan and a purpose to what we're doing, and I think we're getting there. You know, I think you guys can see the team is improving, and I think we will improve. You know, we got to go do it when it counts, you know, these games that are coming up now.
What is an update on Rod Johnson?
Obviously, he has a knee. I think it's a sprain, is a ligament that has some issues, and we're going to work through that. But I think there's still more tests that need to be done to know exactly how long he'll be out.
So then aren't you pretty thin at tackle after the starters? You got that Sterrett guy. Anybody else?
No, we have Sterrett. We have Durango, who's played tackle. We have tackles. We have capable tackles.
Another little surprise was four cornerbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of thin, especially you may see four wideouts on the field against Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because you feel some of those safeties can cross over?
Yes, because of the different packages that we play in. You know, sometimes even though there's four receivers out there, we still might play with more safeties. We might play with more linebackers. We do a lot of different things, as you guys know. So I think we're okay. I think you guys know this is still all fluid. You know, as of right now, there's still going to be some things that I'm sure that we continue to work through, but I think when the time comes, we'll be what we need to be.
Isn't it a little unsettling as a coach to be fluid in the week before the opener?
Somewhat, but the core starters are there. The guys who start the game, who are going to play the game, are there. You know, it's not like somebody's going to come in from the outside and got to go play a huge role in a game this week. So I feel good about where we are and what we're doing.
Do you worry about how it resonates in the locker room when popular guys like Greco and Hayden get released?
Yes, I do.
What do you talk to the other guys about?
Well, because I think they all know it's a business and it's tough, you know, and I think they get that there's a start point of this and there's an end point of this, you know, and sometimes things happen for different reasons. So I think those guys get it, and we deal with all those things right up front, and I think the players are appreciative of that. But I also think they yearn for their teammate and exactly what he's going through, and I think we all know that and understand that.
What are you getting at Sammy Coates?
I'm sorry? Butterflies. I'm sorry.
What are you getting at Sammy Coates?
What am I getting? A guy that can run fast. You know, I think you guys know I like guys that can run and run fast and make plays down the field. Again, he's a special teams player as well. Has some of that capability. Again, here's another big, fast guy that we get a chance to see if he can make the plays I think he can.
I know it's early.
I would hope he is. You know, he's here for a reason. You know, hopefully he's been here a little bit longer, so that hopefully we can get him up and running pretty quickly. I think all these guys that are coming in, we want to get them up and running. I mean, the guys that we put on our football team, we're hoping that they can help improve our team. You know, and that's why you put them on the team. They give you a chance.
Is there a part of you as the coach, and obviously the management, you guys work together, but at what point do you want to say, when is this going to be about right now?
I've said, what is this going to be about right now? I think it is about right now. I do. I mean, again, this is just where we are. This is in the situation we're in, and I think we're moving forward. I think things have gotten better. I really do. And like I said, I think you guys have seen some of the fruit of that. Now, is it happening as fast as maybe all you want? Maybe not. But it's happening pretty fast in my mind, and we just got to continue to stick to it and get the rewards out of it that we know we can.
You've said that a couple times you feel like something special is building here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you specify a couple things that really give you optimism that this is going to be better than last year?
Well, when I look at our roster, it's better. I think it's stronger. I think there's more talent on our football team. When I watch our defense play, I see a defense that has a chance to be really good, you know. So those things I feel good about. I see a young, promising quarterback. You know, if we can keep growing him and keep getting him better, if we can keep surrounding him with more tools, more guys that give him opportunities, I think that's what it's all about. I think that's how you start to build a team. I've watched what we've done in free agency with the offensive line and defensive line. So those things are positives for a football team.
So who is the number two quarterback going into this game?
What I'm going to do is, you know, obviously we practice tomorrow. So I'm going to go through this week. And, again, as the game plan unfolds, make that decision of who the backup quarterback will be.
Is it possible to be that way every week?
No. Once we make it, we're going to keep it that way. Yeah.
Hugh, what do you have to say about some of the Cleveland police officers saying they wouldn't hold the flag before your first game?
Oh, I have. And I respect that. But I have great respect for our police, and we have great relationships with them. And they're entitled to say what they feel, just like I've always said about our players. You know, they're entitled to say what they feel, and I respect that. You know, that's just, I get it.
Here, the two receivers you claimed on waivers, Davis and Williams, what do we know about them? What do you know about them?
They can play. They can make big plays.
Like you said, Coates can run.
Coates can run. Williams is, he has a knack for making plays on the ball anywhere and everywhere. I mean, he goes and gets the football, and that's documented, that's seen. He does it as well as anybody I've seen. And then the other little kid, he can run. You know, he can run and make plays and score the ball from anywhere on the field. So, again, as I said, we need to continue to be more dynamic around our quarterback, give him chances to make bigger plays. And our guys went out and found some guys that we think can do that.
So you had a young team, a young roster last year.
Mm-hmm.
And according to some stat I saw, it's even younger by average age.
I haven't seen that.
Wouldn't want to see that?
No.
I mean, what challenges go into that, knowing that that's your roster for the next 16 weeks?
Well, it's a challenge. I mean, but at the same time, it's also an opportunity. You know, it's an opportunity for some of these young guys to step up and make plays and be here for a long time and help this organization, this football team, be better.
How do you get, half your receiving corps basically brand new here. They haven't been here very long. How do you get those three guys up to speed?
Coach them. Got to coach them. Spend a lot of time with them. That's what Al's probably got his bed in his office right now. So, no, we're going to spend a lot of time with him. I mean, obviously, some of those guys don't have to contribute. But we feel like, again, as I said, I think the core guys, the core starters on our football team are still here. And I think they'll be ready to play come this weekend.
Would Lewis be the three right now, or is that to be determined?
I'm sorry?
Would Lewis be your three right now, or is that to be determined?
Ad receiver?
Yeah.
Lewis.
Ricardo?
Oh, Ricardo. Yes, I'm sorry. You say Lewis, you just kept saying Lewis, Ricardo. Yes, no doubt. Absolutely.
What can you see from a fourth quarterback when you're getting ready for a game? You don't seem to have much time to look at
him. Well, I get to meet with him, you know, because, again, I think it's still mental as well. And then being on the practice field with him, there's things that you'll get a chance to see. I mean, I think it's important, you know, if you get a chance to see a guy, if you feel like a guy fits what you're looking for, to try it out and see what it is. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't, it's okay, too.
Could have done that, but couple just signing him to the practice squad, but somebody didn't think it was risk losing him. How you end up on the burglar roster?
I'll let you determine that, Tony.
Just to get it on the record, did Osweiler's salary have anything to do with the decision to let him go?
Oh, no. No, not at all. No, I can guarantee you guys that.
And so you felt better about picking up this guy than you did keeping Brock?
I felt better about once we made the decision to move on, let's keep searching, you know, just like we have at every position, and making sure that our team is as strong as it can be.
Are there disagreements between you and Sasha? Not, I mean, not like that you guys are fighting, but when you say, hey, you know, I prefer if we don't get rid of a guy like Joe or John or even Brock. I mean, mm-hmm. do you guys have those
discussions? Yeah, we do. I think every team does. I think we have those discussions. But once we make a decision, we stand behind it and we move forward. Just part of it.
And you've gone up against the Steelers defense for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you're starting a first-time ever quarterback,
mm-hmm.
you know how they attack.
Absolutely.
Kind of player, and how can you help Kaiser overcome the challenges that that back?
Tony, really? I'm supposed to give you my secrets. that's not fair. No, it's a tall challenge for any young quarterback, but also it's an opportunity, as I said earlier. And I think our team, our players, we all understand that we're playing a really good football team within our division, and we got to go play our best football game. And I think he's got to go play his best game. And I think he will. I mean, I think it comes from practice and work. Obviously, it's going to be new to him. The football is ratcheted up a little bit more, as I said before. But I think Deshaun's up to the challenge.
Did you want to announce captain?
Oh, yes, I do. Thanks, Peter. I almost forgot that. So the team, again, this is not something that the coaches do. The team makes these decisions. We pass. I make sure I pass out the paper, and they decide who the captains are. But they are Joe Thomas, Kristen Kirschke, Jamie Collins, Jamar Taylor, and Britton Colquitt. And I think that's a tremendous honor for those guys to be voted captains by their teammates.